Walk the Line is a new film about the early career of Johnny Cash, who died in 2003. It stars Joaquin Phoenix as Cash and Reese Witherspoon as June Carter. Surprisingly, Phoenix and Witherspoon do their own singing. Film critic David Edelstein has this review.
If you're going to tell the story of Johnny Cash, you need to account for one thing above all, that indelible tension between self-disgust and a kind of Christian resignation. Consider that Man in Black getup, the height of cool, yet the mark of a soul in mourning. Or those vocals, steady like a train, says someone in the movie, yet charged with the fear of what his former son-in-law Nick Lowe called The Beast in Me, a song that Cash sang beautifully in the last phase of his career. I'm happy to say that Walk the Line, in spite of all its typical biopic gaps and simplifications, sheds light on that tension. It gets the big things right. Joaquin Phoenix plays Cash, and I feared he'd be all wrong, wrong physically, even more wrong vocally. But Phoenix is a deceptively brilliant actor. He makes huge emotional leaps while staying subtle and true. That scarred upper lip of his actually evokes Cash on stage, the expression somewhere between sardonic and sneering, but in the end neither. And he drops his voice an octave or more and nails the songs. True, on the lowest notes you get a bellows verging on a belch that doesn't have that Johnny Cash thrust. But I'm nitpicking. Even at his weakest, you close your eyes and hear Cash with a mild head cold. Walk the Line tells only the first and most tumultuous part of Cash's life, to 1968, when he played at Folsom Prison and finally persuaded June Carter, played by Reese Witherspoon, to tie the knot. In flashbacks to his childhood, we see the source of his divided psyche, a father, played by Robert Patrick, who's drunk and abusive, and a nurturing older brother who dies tragically, whose death engenders both anguish and guilt. The film's first half chronicles Cash's rise to stardom after working his way from gospel to rockabilly under the tutelage of Sam Phillips. And along the way, we get terrific impersonations of Elvis Presley, Jerry Lee Lewis, Carl Perkins, and of course, June Carter, on stage, in the wings, and in the caravan on a Sun Records tour. The second half dramatizes Cash's descent into booze and pills, and a long downer it is. But Witherspoon gives every scene a lift. She shows Carter on stage playing the role of Carter, the cutesy countrified caricature with the helium drawl. The surprise is Witherspoon's intensity when Carter is off stage.
Now, me and my brother Jack, we always listen to your songs. You know, like Swallowing Place?
Yeah.
Yeah, we liked it when you'd sing one alone.
Well, you and Jack are the only ones.
What do you mean?
Really much of a singer, John. I mean, a lot of personality. I got sass. I give it my all, but my sister Nita's really the one that's got the pipes.
Well, who said that?
Everybody. My mama, my daddy. That's how come I learned to be funny. So I'd have something to offer.
Well, parents aren't always the best judge of things, you want my opinion.
I'm headed off. I'm going to the Ryman. Why don't you tell your brother Jack to tune in and I'll sing him something. What does he like?
Oh, that's sweet. But, he passed.
I'm sorry. Were y'all real close?
Yeah. Yeah, he's, It's funny, I ain't talked about Jack in a long time, you know. After he died, I talked about him all the time, but I guess people grew tired of it. So I just stopped.
That's an amazing scene. The exposition woven into the drama, the actors so focused that the movie loses what I call the biopic spread, the sense of filmmakers skipping along the surface of a life from milestone to milestone, never stopping for its subjects to be. Apart from a typical biopic groaner, when Carter tells the drunken Cash, "You can't walk no line," the sins of the screenplay by Gil Dennis and the director, James Mangold, are ones of omission. Jennifer Goodwin is very affecting as Cash's first wife, but the part is shaped to make her a drag on his high-flying artistry. Another gap, when Cash is busted for possession and his daddy says, Now you won't have to work so hard to make people think you've been to jail. It would have been a great opportunity to explore what Cash's faux jailbird persona meant to him. And the film makes very little of June's history of bad marriages. She seems so stable and wholesome. Was she just drawn to unwholesome, unstable men? On the other hand, Walk the Line isn't littered with Freudian signposts. Some of its best moments are wordless feats of conjuring, like when the police find drugs in Cash's suitcase, and Phoenix's look is at once defiant, resigned, amused, stricken, sulky, busted. Truly, he is Johnny on the spot.
David Edelstein is film critic for Slate. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our engineer is Julian Hertzfeldt. Dorothy Farabee is our administrative assistant. Roberta Shorrock directs the show. WHYY's executive producer of national radio programming is Elizabeth Perez Luna. Our theme music was composed by Joel Forrester and performed by the Microscopic Septet. For Terry Gross, I'm Dave Davies. Here's Joaquin Phoenix as Johnny Cash from the soundtrack of Walk the Line.